Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Healthline is distributed nationally by the Gab Radio Network.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. We're rocking and rolling here on the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Amy Friedrich is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, president of U.S. Insurance Solutions with Principal Financial Group. She's bringing us the Principal Well-Being Index for what small business owners are saying about their attitude about what's going on in the marketplace today. Amy, thanks again for being here. Thanks for this great report. Thanks for all the things that you do and how you demonstrate leadership for small business.
Sure. I small businesses are I'm impressed by them every day. When I talk to small business owners and they're doing 1,000 things and they're doing 900 of those 1,000 things really well.
Of them against all odds.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's when you sit down and talk to them about their stories on, how they came to be. Those sort of origin stories are so powerful. And I think sometimes with big businesses, and again, Principal's a great big business, we got to stay in touch with those origin stories that mm-hmm. tell us, sort of the blood, sweat, and tears of getting things off the ground. So,
right.
Yeah, I love talking to them.
No question about it. And so hopefully what I think is going to happen, and what I think is happening, because – one of the things that's happened over the last 8 years is we haven't had the number of startups that we used to have after a recovery, during a recovery. And so that's thinned out a lot of the business owners out there. That's thinned out some of the competition on Main Street. That's allowed the people who survive to be able to get the prices, because startups disrupt the price structure. It's allowed big business, small businesses to get the prices that they need for the products in order to stay in business, to pay their people well, and to provide them with benefits properly. And I think your company, Amy, is going to see more fertile ground for the kind of products you offer with small businesses. I think that's what you can see coming going forward. What do you think?
Yeah, I think that is exactly what we're already beginning to see. I think that as people hit their third year, their fifth year, their seventh year of being in business, what they're beginning to understand a little bit better, and again, when that optimism translates into actual, increasing wages, actually mm-hmm. adding staff, doing those things, that's when they start to actually plan a little bit further ahead, than the next six-month cycle or the next 12-month cycle, and start to say, we got to have something that distinguishes us in the marketplace. So we got to have something when we're trying to get that best talent. What are we going to talk to? Are we going to offer them a program that increases their financial literacy? When we bring people in who have student debt, what can we do for them? When we look at, disability coverage, how can we make that something that is understandable? One of the interesting stats that came from here that is a little bit troubling for me, honestly, is that when you start to break out male and female business owners,
mm-hmm.
male business owners are twice as likely to offer a disability benefit.
Really?
Yeah. And
that,
honestly,
I never saw that. I did not see that coming.
Yeah. Well, given how, you think of traditional female, nurturers,
right,
take care
right.
of the employees, I think what we're really finding is when you look at life insurance and disability,
mm-hmm.
a lot of females are assuming they need to take care of the here and now. They need to
Very
make sure they're really taken care of today. And so when we're getting the type of optimism we have, I think it opens the door to that conversation to
mm-hmm.
say, wait a minute, you got to worry about 5 years from now, and you got to
mm-hmm.
worry about 10 years from now. And so I think you're right.
So you're seeing a paternal / maternal response to some of these benefits.
Yes, very much so.
Very
and again, I use those words lightly.
I hear you. No,
some folks don't love that.
I know.
Sort of.
I know, but we're talking natural law stuff here.
Yep, you got it. They think of it as sort of taking care of their family. And I would
mm-hmm.
say whether you're a male or female small business owner, those characteristics come through. But what that means is you got to figure out when you become not just taking care of 20 people, but taking care of 80 people,
mm-hmm.
you're going to make a different set of decisions because you can't intimately know the situation of every person who works with you.
Well, and so, the other thing that's along those lines is I'm sure it's not in your research, but this is a reality, and that is that the male business owner is more likely to take a risk to take the company down and everybody lose their job than the female is. She's more likely to nurture that. I don't talk about that much.
I get it. And so sometimes that caution from the female business owners ends up being very wise.
Yes.
2, 3, 4 years down
the road. It's called a paradox. You don't get one side without the other, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. I think the other piece on that I worry a little bit about is when we talk to kind of those males and females in terms of financial health of the business, very few people are saying, I'm struggling to stay afloat, but only 1% of the men are saying that, and 6% of the women we surveyed said they were struggling to stay afloat. So it's this interesting kind of
But in knowing that, because you know that and you're not denying it, you're able to focus the help in that direction.
That's exactly right. And what we find is 2 or 3 years later, sometimes those gender differences didn't bear out to be true, meaning the male's businesses didn't stay afloat at a much higher rate. So the female caution was actually very worthwhile.
That's the paradox. There's no question about it.
Yeah.
Amy, this has been fascinating. Come back again real soon.
Jim, thanks for having me. This was great.
Where can they find this report?
At principal.com. If you look up well-being, they're going to find it right on our website.
Thank you for being here. Amy Friedrich.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.